God is never wrong. God never loses. Men who reject the wisdom of God go about in an effort to replace it with their own. Carnal man's wisdom is strewn with failed policy, resulting in depression, oppression, possession, violence, self-destruction, death, etc. Some of the worst offenses take place in the camp of pretend Christianity. The wicked take heart in the talk no walk confession, justifying their own evil deeds by pointing out the hypocrisy that parades about in Jesus' name. God addresses this issue in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Embrace light, and your life will be filled with light. All good things are a product of serving Jesus Christ. Faith is a product of serving Jesus Christ. Hope is a product of serving Jesus Christ. Charity is a product of serving Jesus Christ. Identity, purpose, happiness, life, etc. are all products of serving Jesus Christ. Without Him, expect failed and hurtful policies. Seek Jesus Christ while He may be found and drink from the living fountain. Click on to Further with Jesus. Now for today's subject, which is just another proof that God is, that He authored the Scriptures, and that He will hold every man accountable to His Word at a soon coming judgment day. God said, Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, Let us break their bands and cast away their cords from us. Man said, You Christians are idiots. Don't try to stuff your morality down my throat. Now the record. In the God Said, Man Said, the record section, one of four sections of this website, there are well over 100 subjects that establish the veracity of the Holy Word of God. Basically, the God Said, Man Said rhythm goes like this. God said is a particular published statement from the Word of God. Man said is man's contrary statement to God's published position, and the record is what happens to us because we disobey the God Said position. This is, of course, proof in performance, proof in outcome. In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, Satan confronted Eve and challenged God's Word. She followed Satan's suggestion. Then Adam followed her in rejecting God's word. Since then, basically all the sons and daughters of Eve and Adam who have come to the age of understanding have participated in this rejection. When the truth is lifted up, the sons and daughters of men will naturally resist it. It is a matter of kinship. The Bible says Cain killed Abel because Cain's deeds were evil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brothers righteous. King Saul attempted to kill his servant David, because Saul's own deeds were evil, and David's righteous. Jesus said that men reject the light, because their deeds are evil. John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth light hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. Psalms 2, verse 2 reads, The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying. The political leaders, academic leaders, social leaders, etc., have set themselves. They have organized themselves against the Lord and his truth. This idea may seem exaggerated, but the examples to follow certify it. God commands all to study, honor, and obey His words. In America and worldwide, man has organized meticulously against God's directive. Organizations like the ACLU, various educational, political, and atheistic groups have relentlessly attacked. As a result, the reading of the Bible and prayer are no longer welcome in public schools or government buildings. The promotion of the bogus claim of a separation of church and state have been foundational to this anti-God onslaught. This nation was founded on Jesus Christ and the words of God. Now Jesus is banned because the kings and the rulers have said, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Satan has mustered carnal organizations to defy this written truth. Organizations such as NCSE, National Center for Science Education, various heads of academia, various heads of the publishing industry, and various heads of the evolution mantra reject the Word of God as simply old and incorrect rantings of mere men. They say, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." As a result of their efforts, scientific creationism is not permitted to be taught in America's classrooms, but the ungodly theory of Darwin's evolution is lifted on high. The kings and the rulers took counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Gay activist groups, complete with political, religious, academic, and PR wings, have joined together to obscure and cast off the knowledge of God's abhorrence of homosexuality. See homosexuality on this site. The progressive fruit of their labors began with the public awareness of homosexuality, then public acceptance, then public promotion of it, and finally to the discrediting of their opposition. Today, the promotion of it has progressed to homosexuals adopting children, homosexuals recognized in legally binding marriages, homosexuals enjoying all the benefits granted by government and society that the God-ordained marriage union receives. Be sure, this is not the end of this evil. Author David Limbaugh's 416-page book, Persecution, chronicles the organized attack upon Jesus Christ. The following paragraphs of his book deal with the homosexual agenda as outlined in the 1987 piece written by gay activists titled "The Overhauling of Straight America." It reads, "The authors told the gay community that if it could simply condition society to shrug its shoulders with indifference about homosexuality, your battle for legal and social rights is virtually won. To accomplish this, the authors proposed a large-scale media campaign to change the image of gays in America, consisting of six elements. 1. Talk about gays and gayness as loudly and as often as possible. The theory is that sufficient exposure will make the behavior look normal, and the authors suggested methods for overcoming objections of conservative churches. There are only two ways, they said, to confound the homophobia of true believers. The first is to use talk to muddy the moral waters. This means publicizing support for gays by more moderate churches, raising theological objections of our own about conservative interpretations of biblical teachings, and exposing hatred and inconsistency. Sound familiar? The second way is to undermine the moral authority of homophobic churches by portraying them as antiquated backwaters. 2. Portray gays as victims, not as aggressive challengers. The authors say, in any campaign to win over the public, gays must be cast as victims in need of protection so that straights will be included by reflex to assume the role of protector. Does the advent of safe zones and safe schools ring a bell? One school in Minnesota has 50 classrooms that have been designated as safe zones, physically marked with pink triangles, meaning that students who have questions about their sexuality can talk to the teachers in those rooms safely without risk that the teachers will criticize homosexuality. The teacher can then refer the students for outside counseling with a pro-homosexual consultant or to a gay activist group. Mostly this is done without parental involvement, much less consent. 3. Give protectors a just cause. The authors acknowledge that homosexuals won't make much headway by demanding direct support for homosexual practices. Instead, they should take anti-discrimination as their theme. The idea is to turn the tables on heterosexual society, making those who oppose them look like hardened bigots. Number 4. Make gays look good. To offset the increasingly bad press that these times have brought to homosexual men and women, the campaign should paint gays as superior pillars of society. The honor roll of prominent gay or bisexual men and women is truly eye-popping. From Socrates to Shakespeare, from Alexander the Great to Alexander Hamilton, now you know another reason that many of our public school teachings on these men have been reoriented. Number 5. Make the victimizers look bad. Listen to this. At a later stage of the media campaign for gay rights, long after gay ads have become commonplace, it will be time to get tough with remaining opponents. To be blunt, they must be vilified. Our goal here is twofold. First, We seek to replace the mainstream's self-righteous pride about its homophobia with shame and guilt. Second, we intend to make the anti-gays look so nasty that average Americans will want to disassociate themselves from such types. Now get this further advice as to how to implement this strategy. The public should be shown images of ranting homophobes whose secondary traits and beliefs disgust middle America. These images might include the Ku Klux Klan demanding that gays be burned alive or castrated, bigoted Southern ministers drooling with hysterical hatred to a degree that looks both comical and deranged, menacing punks, thugs, and convicts speaking coolly about the fags they have killed or would like to kill, a tour of Nazi concentration camps with homosexuals were tortured and gassed. Number 6. Solicit funds. The buck stops here, which provides fundraising suggestions. If the authors are to be evaluated on the success of their campaign, they deserve exceedingly high marks. The California legislature recently enacted the California Student Safety and Violence Prevention Act, which requires the state education curriculum to be modified to enable students to acknowledge homosexual, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual historical figures and events. Here again, the pretense is to prevent violence, but the actual purpose is inevitably indoctrination. Other states, such as Florida and New York, are considering similar bills, both called the Dignity for All Students Act, end of quote. In the future, expect the homosexual agenda to become more aggressive against God and His people. Expect them to increase in strength via the judicial system, the Democratic Party, and the entertainment industry. You can expect the weakening of all laws against homosexuality and the laws governing perversions of all colors. The rebellious say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Consider the global abortion rights activists with their organization of doctors, lawyers, judges, political leaders, educational leaders, clinics, PR specialists, media cohorts, etc. that chant in unison, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The fruit of their labor would include the murder of hundreds of millions of innocents, an estimated 40-plus million and growing in the United States. The fruit of their labor would include moral, psychological, and physical damage to would-be mothers. Just one example is that women who have had an abortion are 30% more likely to contract breast cancer. Now consider all the great inventors who have had no opportunity to invent, and all the great researchers destroyed in or out of their mother's womb who have never had the opportunity to perform. Now consider the huge problem America's Social Security system is encountering because of the colossal lack of available young workers needed to fund the retirement of its seniors. Immigration is also problematic to America and other nations because missing are enough young entry-level workers to fill job slots because they're dead. They were aborted. They never had the opportunity to perform. And the fruits of abortion are vastly larger than what has been mentioned here. God said thousands of years ago that the world's carnal leaders would take counsel together in an attempt to discredit the truth. Their desire would be to be free of God's moral dictums. The fruit of their rebellion would be failure and death. In just a few moments of time, the rebellious will meet eternity, an eternity of terrible dimension. The remainder of Psalms 2 reads, He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Rebellious men under the leadership of Satan will continue to organize against God, and men will continue to fail miserably. This is just another proof that God is. God said, Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Man said, you Christians are idiots. Don't try to stuff your morality down my throat. Now you have the record.